voiced an opinion at the last meeting, and I have to say once again that I feel the same way. I'll tell you a few of the reasons why here. Now you're looking at $160,000 the annual cost presently, and you want to go to right at $275,000 annual cost on the new building at 14,000 square foot. As the judge said, what we had to do on the tax office, we had to look at that on what we felt like we could pay for. Now, you know, granted that our annual increase cost to us would be only $24,000, but when you take that $24,000 and add to the $34,000 that we're already paying annually, well, then we're up to $60,000 a year of our part. And, you know, that really puts us third. We only have one vote, but that puts us third, and we're only $10,000 away from the school district that has two votes, which is not right all in itself. But besides that, and the graph's going up, I see, but yeah, that's still $60,000 now that we would have to come up with annually that would still impact our budget. And I don't, like we did the tax office, we built the tax office so that we could expand. Nobody knows what's going to happen 25 years from now. You have this built in for 25 years. A lot of things change. Technology changes, and what you do with records and maps and everything else in the world changes in 25 years. We're not sure what's going to happen in 25 years to where you'll need 14,000 square foot, or you might need 25,000 square foot. But then that's something to look at. And by then, maybe the all the entities will be in better shape to do that. And if not, you know, it's that old deal where you have to live within your means of what you can do. I would hate to know that the appraisal district itself, you know, that we're the ones that have to pay for it. The school districts, the county, and the cities are the ones that have to make this cost up and pay for the building. And I just feel like that the building's too big, the cost is too much for what we're looking at present time. And as far as the two entities being the same, of the tax office versus the appraisal district, we have, as we stated before, we have around 50 employees over there. The appraisal district has, I think, 25 or 26. That's a big difference in people that's in a building all day. Now, you can look over at the tax office, and when it's property tax time, not only license plates and registrations and everything, that tax office gets a lot of people in it, in and out of it. And granted, the drive-in windows that we put in are going to alleviate a little of that, but that's also going to be great for especially the older people in the community to be coming through those drive-in windows. So I don't see the facilities being that different. I'm not ready to do anything on a 14,000 square foot building that's going to cost $275,000 a year and it's going to up our budget each year.